Hi there, I'm Ashley Selman, and welcome to the Evolution Trainers podcast, Healthy is Happy. Our goal is to provide you with the latest health and fitness information so that you can be informed to make decisions to optimize your health and ultimately your happiness. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Evolution Trainers podcast. This is Ashley Selman, and I'm here today to talk about fitness 60 plus, fitness for people who are over the age of 60 and looking to improve their strength, endurance, balance, and overall function. I'm here today with Hartmut Boring, who is been a trainer here at Evolution for 2.5 years now and has a master's in physiotherapy and has, over the course of his career, become sort of an expert in the over 60 population. So welcome, Hart.
Well, thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about how you became an expert in the 60 plus population.
Well, the degree I strived for and then finally received was a master's degree in physiotherapy with majors in internal medicine and orthopedics. I think naturally you're drifting towards an older population as those health problems are more prevalent in that age group. Then became an instructor for the city of Cologne in Germany as one of the adaptive physical ed specialists for the senior population in Cologne. And yeah, that's how it kind of worked out for myself over here. I kind of drifted back into the same specialty.
Well, that's great. Well, I know one of Hart's many talents as a trainer is that he's got a great way with people, a great personality. People always have a great time when they come in and train with him. And that's a huge part of the overall health and experience, I think. But all right, Hart, so I got some questions for you. So first, I want you to tell me why, what are the main reasons that somebody should exercise after 60?
Well, maybe I'm just going to start explaining that by talking about the difficulties that kind of develop as we're aging that are related to physical fitness. If I look back at my past experiences, I would say, other than cognitive impairment, it's been a lack of strength and frailty that has turned most people from an independent lifestyle over into assisted living and ultimately into nursing care. So as we are aging naturally, a lot of physical changes occur. The two aspects of physical fitness that seem to be affected the most are physical strength and cardiovascular capacity. Those are the two main issues that that really, really decline as we're aging, and both of them are reversible. So even if you have had some decline in these areas, through the right amount of training and the right intensity of training, some of that can be reversed, strength significantly, and so can cardiovascular capacity.
I'm glad you said that, because it was starting to go down a depressing path talking about getting into nursing homes. But I'm hearing what you're saying is that, because I think some people think, I'm fine, I'm healthy enough, I don't need to go down that path yet. But really, it's the preventative and even the, in some cases, reversal of, but for sure, the slowing down of some of those aging processes so that people can live much more vibrantly, be able to be, you know, not only independent, but active and fit for a much longer time than I think people realize.
Yes, I think recent studies have shown that cell aging can be reversed. In other words, there is your passport age and there is your cell aging age. So there is folks that are 70, 80 years old, but their bodies are in the same shape as many 40 and 50 year olds. And a lot of that has to do with an active lifestyle. And if you haven't lived an active lifestyle, it's never too late to adopt a physical active lifestyle and rake in some of these benefits. Besides that, I mean, there is millions of studies out there that show that regular physical activity at any age has an enormous amount of preventative benefits, whether it's cancer, whether it's cardiovascular disease, dementia, Alzheimer's, all these diseases that we are all concerned with, are very positively influenced and prevented by regular physical activity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. And I hear that more and more that exercise is sort of the wonder drug, really. Of it helps with almost any ailment as we age. And I do think, you know, one of the challenges is that I'd like to talk about a little bit is that people may or may not understand these benefits, but hopefully they start to learn that they have these possibilities with exercise, that they can actually be a lot healthier. But I think there's a lot of fear and kind of intimidation around getting involved in an exercise program, especially if you're not someone who has exercised throughout your life. So how do you handle that? Or what would you say to someone who's, you know, in that place of feeling fearful to take something like this up?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people that are coming into my class here at Evolution and or into the personal training sessions, one of their main concerns is their current health situation. So if they are 60 plus, you know, commonly they're faced with some osteoarthritis, possibly osteoporosis, type 2 diabetes, etc. As long as those conditions are communicated with me or with any other trainer or instructor that you're dealing with, the instructor and myself have the ability to manipulate the program in intensity as well as in different types of exercises so it fits your specific needs. I think one of the important parts to take away is that when people are coming into a class like our Fitness 60 Plus class, nearly nobody comes in there and is in great shape. They're all joining because they aren't in great shape and then noticing that they need to do something to change that. So you shouldn't be intimidated coming into the class. The class itself shows a great variety of fitness abilities and physical performance abilities.
Yeah, I've seen you do the class a lot, and we're talking about the Hart's 60 plus class here at Evolution. That I see you do a lot of variety with people from balance and coordination to some strength and posture, and also everybody looks like they're having a really good time. So I agree that somebody shouldn't be intimidated. I do feel like our culture, it's been a good thing that exercise has become so much part of the norm, and CrossFit and things like you see now on TV, all these competitions. But I do think it can paint a picture that exercise has to be incredibly hard, or you have to, the trainer's going to, you know, crush you. And that's what a good workout is. And I think talk a little bit about all the other benefits or ways you can do exercise that don't involve sort of trying to make someone, you know, work as hard as they possibly can.
Right. There is, one of the great benefits in our fitness class is the socialization aspect. I mean, people have fun. They come together. They get to know each other. New friendships grow out of the fitness class. And that's a strong motivator to come back mm-hmm. and to stay with the class. But the exercises that we are choosing are exercises that help very commonly mitigate falls. That's one of the big concerns as people getting older, that they're losing balance, they're taking a fall, and they're trying to, I don't like to use the word preventing it because you can't really prevent a fall, but you can mitigate the consequences that a fall might have by recreating upper body, lower body strength, core stability, agility. A lot of these things are just kind of naturally getting lost through our life because we're withdrawing more and more from physical activity. And those aspects of fitness can be reversed without heavy lifting, mm-hmm. without your CrossFit-like intensities. So I think if you've watched our class, the class is grown in intensity over time, mm-hmm. And everybody at a different pace. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an important part when you're doing a fitness class is to recognize that you're not competing in the class with anybody other than yourself. Mm-hmm. You're trying to improve, and I'm just trying to give you some advice on how you can do that. And believe me, the intensities are very moderate.
Yeah, and the other thing I've noticed about your class is there's almost like a little bit of element of play, which I think as we get older, we sort of lose or forget about or stop doing. And what I mean by play is, you know, I see people laughing, I see them, you know, maybe you have different exercises that involve sort of some game type ideas, and really kind of playing and laughing and using your body without really being so limited with your movement.
Correct. We do integrate a lot of playful forms of exercise, especially exercises that, you know, are focused on agility. Agility is much easier to regain when you're not completely focused on it, and where you actually, where your attention is drawn in a different direction. So we make use of that quite a bit. And a lot of the laughter comes out of the class because we are not strictly talking about bending your elbow or squatting or anything like that. There are conversations during the class that are unrelated to exercise, and they kind of often turn into something funny.
That's great. So that kind of speaks to people who might be fearful or intimidated about kind of undertaking some exercise. I think also there are people who might feel, we talked about this before, a little either embarrassed or self-conscious about either their current state of fitness, or just in general, they're embarrassed or self-conscious to come into a gym environment because that may be an environment they're not used to or they haven't been to before. So how can you help someone who's struggling with that feel more comfortable?
Well, let me first say that before I came to Evolution, I already had a lot of clients, 60 plus, that I trained at a different locale before. And I was myself a little concerned about what it would be like bringing them over to Evolution, because Evolution is a larger gym facility and a lot of trainers are working with the younger population. But every single one that I've brought over to Evolution has been absolutely ecstatic about working out here. And one of the reasons is that they do see younger people and they're feeling more motivated. Intimidation has not been a problem. I do have some of the people that came into class that I think felt like they were so out of shape or came with pre-existing conditions that they felt they might become a roadblock for the class. And again, that goes back to I'm just helping a person and pick a person up where they are and then help them along to improve. They're not competing. There's a great, like I said, a great bandwidth in the class of physical abilities. And it's, if somebody was intimidated coming into class, they have forgotten about it really, really quickly.
That's great. Well, that also says a lot about you as an instructor. I know you've been doing this for a while, and so it does take a certain amount of experience to know how to work with multiple people at once that are at different levels, and you do a great job with that. Which kind of brings me to my question or point that I want to talk about is, you know, we've talked about we have a class or a group that we do here, which I think is great for the social benefits and other things, but I do think there are times when maybe someone might want to start with one-on-one personal training in the beginning, even if it's just to get a little bit of a foundation or to learn some movements prior to getting in a class. So how do you direct people on whether they should do group training or personal training?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, there are certain situations in which, you know, a large number of high-risk factors or pre-existing conditions make it quite possibly necessary to start with one-on-one training. The difficulty is that a lot of people that do want to come into a fitness class, one of their primary motivators is finances. I mean, obviously a fitness class is typically a much more affordable option than personal fitness training, but safety and effectiveness of training is clearly a premise. It's very important. And in many cases, I take people aside and explore the situation. If it's a possibility to work in one-on-one or maybe in a one-on-two situation with an already existing training partner to address specific needs. And then we work our way back towards the class, you know, creating basically a basis to work with that helps us and go on and work in class together.
Yeah, well, that's great. And I think sometimes, as you said, the finances can dictate what people obviously are able to do. I think if someone's looking at one-on-one training for the long run, that may seem intimidating or out of their reach. But if it's like, oh, I'm going to do four sessions to learn to put me in a better position to benefit from the class, be safe in the class, then maybe it's worth that extra investment.
Correct. And like I said, it's not necessarily even a one-on-one. Even if I have a one-on-two situation, mm-hmm. and we've had that now a few times, that can create that basis that is necessary to move back into class very quickly. Like you said, 4 to 6 sessions is typically enough mm-hmm. for them to move mm-hmm. from personal fitness training on to the fitness class. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's great. And I mean, the other thing I want to say is, I mean, we're not just sitting here talking to specifically promote a program here, even though we're talking about our program, but really it's just letting people know or educating people that movement, fitness, getting up and about is such an important part of aging. And whether they come here, go somewhere else, just get out and walk around their block, just that get out and move and make that part of your life, and really understanding that is a, there's tons of benefits that people can get from that.
Yes. I mean, like I said earlier, there is millions of studies. You don't have enough time to read all of them that give you proof for the many, many, many benefits of exercise at any age. The cost factor, we've been talking about that very briefly. I've been talking to people about this for a long time. Unfortunately, joining a gym and joining a fitness class is for a lot of people still considered a luxury. And I've tried to change minds, and I think I have changed a lot of minds over the years, that is really not a luxury. It's an investment. It's an investment not just in quality of life, it's also an investment financially, because going down the opposite road is an enormous costly event, especially here in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. So there is not just an improvement in quality of life possible, but also financial improvements mm-hmm. are possible.
Absolutely. And I think you hit it on the head, where both could it potentially be save you money financially from healthcare costs, but you can't put a price on your health and happiness and being able to enjoy your life. Correct. And you know, that's what I want to see people embrace. And like I said, not particularly trying to push coming here, but just hopefully getting the people in the mindset that it is possible to start at whatever age, whatever shape you're in. You don't need to be intimidated. Find somebody who understands your situation, and find a buddy, find a friend, just find a way to make it work in your life, because it will be worthwhile. So thanks so much, Hart. I know you are truly one of the best trainers I've ever met with this population. And is there anything, last thing you'd like to mention today before we sign off?
Well, invite anybody to come and join us, even if you don't want to be part permanently of the group. Come and join us, see what we're about. We definitely welcome all new faces. And it is pretty much a functional training approach that addresses the needs, whether it's strength, agility, balance, of the 60-plus population. So come join us, maybe just for a tryout.
Absolutely. And to that point, you can find out more information at evolutiontrainers.com. You can check out Hart's bio there. You can also check out the schedule for the class. It's 2:00 on Tuesdays, Thursdays. If you have a parent, if you're someone who's listening to this who has a parent that's interested, you can always come with them or encourage them to come. And you're welcome to come out. We always give a first class for free, or if you just want to come and have a conversation, we definitely aren't trying to push anyone into anything, but we're here to help whoever this is a fit for. So thank you for tuning in. Thanks for your time, Hart, and have a great day, everyone. We hope to have you back here soon. Thank you.